question was asked, being that the Gemara in Tractate Sota tells us that Torah is greater than a mitzvah, in that Torah lasts and lasts and lasts, and its merits last, and a mitzvah has a limited effect. So then why would a person spend time doing mitzvah? Shouldn't they just spend their time learning Torah? Technically, that's true. Technically, that's what it says in the Mishnah and Peah, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the laws of learning Torah, that if a person could, then every minute he should rather spend learning Torah. But the Talmud also tells us in Tractate Ksubos, which we saw quoted, I think, last night in our learning, that Torah that's not applied, if a person learns and he doesn't live the Torah, then his Torah isn't a true Torah either. Then what he's learned isn't worth it. So a person has to learn for the sake of doing. It's true that if I could run out and do mitzvot outside in the street, or I could learn Torah in the Beit Midrash, then I'm better off learning Torah in the Beit Midrash. And it's true that the merits of Torah outweigh the merits of an act of mitzvah. But nonetheless, that's only true if my Torah is an applied Torah. It's a true Torah where it's connected from the theory to the practice. So that's also a part of the learning, that it has to be active. But it's true that the greatest mitzvah is learning Torah. That's true. Talmud Torah connects kulam.